I'm finally speechless, madam. I'm finally speechless.
Oh, dang.
All right, but...
Well, how about a joke?
Okay.
Why does the male's hydraulics drip?
Why does it drip?
Uh-huh.
Because it can't go...
Oh, dang.
I'll figure that,
that
one out.
What's that other one for me?
Yeah? Hydraulic jokes. I ran into one West Virginian come out of the bathroom. He said, look at this. You're a doc, ain't you? His hydraulics were gnarled and nasty, red and angled there. I said, what the hell are you doing? He said, well, whenever I finish taking a leak. I said, you mean you get like that just from going wagga, wagga, wagga? He said, no, I've been going like... I just made the hand motion for wringing it out. All right, thank you. I appreciate the call. You know, your husband will do what he wants to do, as I've often said. But it sounds as though he was involved in a spicy situation, don't you think? Very spicy? I mean... There you are in your condition. There he is. Hey. When he woke up that morning, it was in his face. He couldn't breathe. His guts heaved. All he saw was that thing. He needs to move it, or he'll suffocate. Savory tang. He's got a bad sensation, breathing lots of foul, fetid cheese. Stop that squatting. He sees spotting.
Oh no!
Get his face out of there. Just go to the backyard. Could you please just hose down that thing?
Just hose down that thing.
My mind swirls. Makes me hurl.
Just get up.
That morning, it was in his face. Have you ever heard of water and vinegar? Oh my God, so scary. Anyway, whatever goes on in the privacy of your own house, right? Whatever.
It's Thursday, live in the studio with the Grease Man on WWDC-FM Washington, DC 101.